We celebrate today the solemnity of the Holy Trinity, and our gospel comes from John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, we celebrate this great feast of the Holy Trinity. And rather than trying to figure out the paradox of the three in one, with the awareness that we're not talking about a mathematical three, nor a mathematical one, but a holy mystery, it may be more helpful for us to just ask the question, what would it mean if God were not Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? For indeed, when we speak about God as Spirit, we are talking about God as given to us, the Holy Spirit as God's self-gift, the indwelling Holy Spirit that indwells us with the entire triune life and indwells really all of creation. And so, it may be better for us as we celebrate this feast to just give honor and glory to the Spirit, the Son, and the Father, and to give thanks for this gift of the Spirit, who is God given to us, living within us, permeating our very being. And if God were not Spirit, we would not have that intimate contact with God, that moment of intimate touch, that divine indwelling life. And if God were not Word, then we would be left only with God as this incomprehensible, almost unapproachable, totally other, unknowable source of all being. But because God is also Word, God is experienced as self-disclosing, self-revealing, knowable. Again, another way of finding ourselves in contact with that incomprehensible reality we all name God. And so the Spirit is God as given to us, and the Word is God as revealed, knowable, self-disclosed to us. And yes, God is also that unfathomable source of all, the source without a source, the Father, if we give that source, as Jesus did, a personal name, and not simply experience it as an abyss, as an impersonal reality. So that God is Father, ultimately beyond transcendent, but also Word, which means not simply totally other, but Immanuel, with us, and Spirit, not simply with us, among us, but deeply indwelling and living within us. And so today we give praise and glory that our God is Father, Son, and Spirit. But not simply seeing these in mathematical terms, because what perhaps is most important is not theologically solving some problem or mystery, but recognizing what the Christian tradition has always called the perichoresis, or circumcision within the Trinity. Yes, a big word, but it attempts to point out that within God, all three permeate, mutually indwell, interpenetrate, one with the other, so that the three are indeed the one, the ultimate, the source, the self-revealing source, the self-revealing source of all that is given to us and gives us life. And so as Irenaeus in the second century spoke of the Son and Spirit as the two hands of God, we can say, because of the Word and the Spirit, we find ourselves in the arms of God, in the arms of that ultimate source, in the arms of our heavenly home. We are embraced by the one who loves us and has given us life. And so we live truly, as the tradition has always said, in the Spirit, and in the Spirit, through Christ, through the Son, we come home to our Heavenly Father. And so that even our gospel text today, rather than using the language of Trinity itself, which developed later in the life of the church, simply honors our Christian God by making reference to the Father who sent the Son, and the Son who has given us the Spirit, and the Spirit of truth who continues to console and guide us. And so we celebrate our being drawn into this perichoresis that God is, this deep, mutual, reciprocal interpenetration of all in God and God in all, as we find ourselves in the arms of love. And so let us today celebrate that God is love, and we are loved as we find ourselves in the arms of this self-revealing, self-giving, loving God. Amen.